love on the lip tour greens where dreams rise above balls deep swingers they're taking the scene with big sticks and bogey boys living the dream lip pods the sound where the stories are told eureka's and two ballers going for gold regular flex and shanks it's quite the hook grab a seat tune in let's take a closer look
pull up a chair grab a drink maybe because we are diving right into the recent May Stableford event from the Lip Tour.
Yeah, we've got quite the pile of info here. We're looking at the timeline, hole by hole, the course itself, player notes,
yeah,
including the nicknames, you know, team details, final results, scoring rules, wild cards, everything.
And our goal here really is to track the pulse of this thing. We want to follow the leaderboard, see how players moved up and down, how the teams battled it out hole by hole.
Exactly. We'll highlight those key moments, the big swings, the near misses, all the way through to the finish line, and who took home the prizes. So if you want to understand the ebb and flow, who flew high, who maybe stumbled a bit, and where everyone ended up,
you're in the right place. Let's get into it.
Okay, where do we start? Right at the beginning.
Yeah, let's set the scene. Yeah. After just three holes, we already had an early leader, Greg Hammond.
That's right. He started steadily. Par. Par, par on the first three. Quick start to minus three relative to par score.
Solid golf. And right there with him, pretty much, was David Washer.
Dishwasher, yeah. Just 1 point back at minus two. He actually bogeyed the first, but then settled down with pars on two and three.
Okay. And then a couple guys tied at minus one.
Yep. Suki Saran and Simon Ford, or 40, showing some decent early form.
And a group right on par, level par, included some familiar names. Danny Ings, Paul Wood,
Gareth Coulter, Tony Money as well, all bunched up there.
But, you know, as it always happens in golf, especially Stableford, those opening holes can really trip you up.
Oh, absolutely. We saw some players finding it tough straight away. Quite a few double bogeys early on. Paul Wood had one, although he recovered fast.
Graham Marshall, too. Kelvin Monroe, Linus Bumbleys, Anthony Elisak, Charlie French. All doubles.
Yeah, and some even tougher starts. Triples showing up for Lokesh Patel, Ben Pettit, Jamie Bartlett, Ian Smith, and Malk Dami.
Ouch. Those big numbers early, they can feel like a huge setback. And seeing someone like Kyle Dean blob the par 5 second.
Yeah, 0 points right out of the gate on a hole you're hoping to maybe score on. That's tough.
But like you said, Stableford means you can bounce back. We saw that with Paul Wood, Woody, and Malk Dami.
Exactly. Both managed net birdies on the third, which is a tricky par four. Mm. Even after those early struggles, they clawed points back straight away.
Yeah.
Shows that resilience.
Definitely. So looking at the team race then after those first three.
Well, the bogey boys, kind of boosted by Greg Hammond's hot start, they had the early lead at minus four.
Okay.
And then big sticks, regular flex, and shanks and big hook were all right behind, tied at minus two.
Very tight early on. Anyone's game at that stage.
Mm-hmm.
So let's fast forward just three more holes. By the time players got through six, the leaderboard had already started to, well, shuffle around quite a bit.
It really had. This is where the narrative starts to build, like you said. Simon Ford, 40, he made a real charge.
Leapt into the lead.
Yeah, jumped right into the lead at minus four. He got through the tough par three fourth with a par, and then crucially birdied the par four sixth.
Nice. And Dishwasher?
David Washer, yeah, he stayed solid. Par on the par five fifth, dropped just one spot to second, sitting at minus three. Still right there.
Okay, now here's where we saw maybe the biggest move early on, Anthony Elisak.
Huge jump. He was way down in T18 after three holes. Rockets all the way up into third place and minus one after six.
Wow. How do you manage that?
A massive net eagle on the par five fifth. That gives you a huge points boost. Followed it up with a par on the sixth. That can totally change your mindset for the rest of the round.
A net eagle. Yeah, that's a game changer. We saw others sort of finding their feet, too. Danny Innes, Suki Saran, Gareth Coulter, Kelvin Monroe.
Yeah, they were holding steady or moving up slightly, hovering around par or just over. But the early leader, Greg Hammond, he unfortunately hit a rough patch.
After that fast start.
Yeah, double bogeys on both the fourth and the sixth. Those two holes really cost him, dropped him back into a tie for fourth at plus one by then. Momentum gone.
Golf giveth and golf taketh away. Looking at some other scores around that stretch.
Well, Kelvin Monroe birdied the par 3-4. That's a great score there. Yep. But Suki Saran had a really tough time. Quadruple bogey on 5, then a double on 6. Brutal back-to-back.
Oof. The 6 seemed tricky. despite being a shorter par four.
Yeah, it caught quite a few out. Graham Marshall had a double there, Tom Whitelaw too.
And these individual ups and downs, they obviously ripple through to the team standings.
Absolutely. The swingers, led by 40 Surge, they'd taken the lead at minus three.
Yeah.
Regular Flex held firm in second at minus two. Then you had Big Sticks, Shanks, and Big Hook. And the two ballers all clustered together in third at plus two.
And the early leaders, Bogey Boys.
Yeah, they'd unfortunately fallen quite a way back at this point. Down to seventh at plus four, Eurekas were eighth at plus five. The whole team leaderboard looked very different after just six holes.
Right, so swingers and regular Flex starting to make a move while others slipped. Let's see how things looked at the halfway house after nine holes.
Okay, the turn. And guess who was back on top?
Dishwasher.
David Dishwasher, yep. He finished that front nine really strongly, par on seven, then a crucial birdie on the ninth hole. That put him at minus five overall. Fantastic front nine.
Brilliant. Leading into the back nine. And 40.
40, who'd had the lead, stumbled a bit with a double bogey on the eighth. He did manage a par on nine to steady himself, but that dropped him back into second place at minus three.
Still right in it, though, and moving up.
Gareth Coulter moved nicely into third place, getting back to even par. Played steadily, finished with a par on seven.
Okay, and behind them?
A bigger group forming at plus one. Anthony Elisak was in there, Kelvin Monroe, Greg Hammond too, all poised for a back nine charge.
Right.
And we saw players like Graham Marshall, Suki Sarayan, and Tony King-Louis money-making moves. They jumped into a tie for seventh at plus two, pushing themselves into contention.
And just behind them?
Tied for 10th at plus three, you had Danny Innes, Justin Gledhill Carr, Paul Woody Wood, and Paul Salvage. So, yeah, the top 10 was really filling out.
Looking at some of the scores around the turn that caused those moves, Suki Saran's round continued to be eventful.
Ha, yeah. Triple bogey on the eighth, which must have hurt, but then bounced right back with a net birdie on the ninth. That's Stableford resilience again.
Incredible.
Yep.
Anthony Elisak had a tougher time.
Yeah, doubles on both seven and nine for him. But King Louis, Tony Money, showed some fight double on seven, but then finished the front with a birdie on nine. Great way to go into the back.
And Justin Gledhill Carr.
Solid. Pars on seven and nine helped him maintain his position there in that group at plus three.
Okay, so team-wise at the turn, big changes.
Yeah, regular Flex had really put their foot down. They extended their lead significantly, sitting comfortably at minus five.
Wow, clear leaders.
Definitely. The swingers were still second, but now 3 points back at minus two. And then Big Sticks and two ballers were tied for third, but way back now, 8 points behind the leaders at plus three.
So the gaps were really opening up. Regular Flex looking strong heading into the final nine.
They had a real cushion, yeah.
All right, the back nine. This is where it all happens, where the pressure really tells. Let's see how things looked after just 11 holes.
Well, Dishwasher was still holding onto that lead, minus five. He actually dropped a shot with a bogey on the 10th.
Okay.
But crucially, he followed it with a par on the very difficult 11th hole. Stroke index one, hardest on the course. A par there is huge when others are likely dropping shots.
Massive. Kept his lead intact. 40, still second.
Still second, yeah. But he also found the 11th tough. Made a double bogey there, which saw his score slip back to minus two. Lost ground to the leader.
Right. And Suki Saran, his roller coaster continued.
In a good way this time. He made another big leap, jumped four spots into third place, back to even par now.
Wow.
Back-to-back net birdies on holes 10 and 11. That's fantastic scoring, especially getting one on the 11th. What a recovery after his front nine.
Amazing. Anyone else making moves?
Yeah, Justin Gledhill Carr and Paul Woody Wood both jumped up into a tie for fourth at plus one. Justin birdied the 10th. And Woody managed a net birdie on that tough 11th. Gareth Coulter and Kelvin Monroe also still right there, tied fourth.
So the chasing pack was shuffling.
Yeah.
What about the teams after 11?
Regular Flex still out front, now at minus four. Their lead had shrunk just a little, but they were still ahead. Swingers second at minus one.
Okay.
Big Sticks had moved up into third at plus one, and Shanks and Big Hook were fourth at plus three. And you saw Balls Deep starting to climb up to fifth at plus four. Signs of life there.
Interesting. Okay, pushing on further into the back nine through 14 holes. How was the picture looking then?
David Dishwasher still leading, still minus five. He had a bogey on 12, but came back with a par on the par four 14th, just holding steady at the top. Consistency was key for him.
Just grinding it out behind him. Big moves.
Yeah, a really significant jump from Graham Marshall. He climbed six spots up the leaderboard into a tie for second place at minus one.
Wow, where did that come from?
Just solid golf. Three consecutive pars on holes 12, 13, and 14. Steady play, moving him right into contention.
Excellent. Who was he tied with? Forty's still there.
Simon Ford, yes, still tied for second at minus one. But his route there was a bit more dramatic. He parred 12, but then had a triple bogey on the par 5 13th.
Oh, no. That must have been so frustrating after being right there.
Absolutely. A real setback. Paul Woody Wood was still holding fourth place, back to even par after a par on 13.
Okay.
And then a big logjam tied for fifth at plus one. Danny Innes was there, Justin Gledhill-Carr, Supi Saran again, and Paul Salvage, who actually put together three nice pars in a row on 12, 13, and 14.
So the chasing pack was still large, still hungry.
Definitely. Further down, Anthony Lisak was back to plus three, but showed some real fight on the 14th with a net eagle. That was despite double bogeys on 12 and 13. That kind of bounce back is impressive.
Shows real grit. And hole 12, you mentioned pars there. It played easier.
Yeah. The stats show hole 12, a par four, was one of the easier ones on the day. We saw Kyle Dean and Henry Jackson both make big jumps up the board after getting birdies there.
Right. Team standings after 14. Regular Flex still leading.
Still out front at minus four. But the gap was definitely closing now. Balls deep and the swingers were now tied for second place, both sitting right on even par.
Wow. That's a huge move for Balls Deep especially.
Massive back nine surge from them, yeah. 7 points better since the turn, really fueled by Graham Marshall and Danny Inn. Shanks and Big Hook were fourth at plus three. Bogey Boys, sadly, had slipped further back to plus 11.
So, the team comp heating up. Just three holes to go now. Through 17, must be getting tense.
Palpable, I imagine. Dishwasher's lead had narrowed just slightly. He was now at minus four after a bogey on the par 3 15th. Still leading, but only by three heading into the last two.
Getting closer.
Yeah.
And the guy's tied for second.
Graham Marshall and Simon Ford still locked together at minus one. Marshall had a double bogey on 16, but crucially got a par on 17. Fordy navigated those holes steadily to maintain his position.
Okay. Any movement just behind them?
Yes. Danny Innes and Suki Saran had both moved up into a tie for fourth place at plus one, putting themselves right in the mix for a top finish.
God, they managed that.
Danny birdied the par 5 16th, a really clutch birdie late in the round, and Suki matched him with a net birdie on the same hole, keeping pace with each other.
Great stuff under pressure. Who else was nearby?
A group tied for 6th at plus 3, Justin Gledhill-Carr, Paul Woody Wood, and Gareth Coulter. Still quite congested.
And you always see some tough scores coming in late as the pressure bites.
Oh yeah. Woody had a blob on 15, then a double on 16. That's a damaging couple of holes late on. Anthony Elisak blobbed the 16th to 0 points. And the notes even mentioned Lee Merriweather had a highly amusing 8 on 17.
Eye-watering indeed.
Yeah.
That late round drama, it's classic Stableford. Every single point counts right to the very end. So the teams, with just one hole left.
Regular Flex were still leading, but their margin had shrunk dramatically. They were only at minus one now.
Just one shot lead.
Well, 1 point lead in Stableford terms. Balls Deep were breathing right down their necks at even par. Swingers were third at plus two. The team title was absolutely still up for grabs heading down the last.
Incredible finish shaping up. And the 18th hole itself? It's a par 5, stroke index 5.
Yeah, definitely a scoring opportunity. Chance for birdies, net birdies, but also, you know, final hole pressure can do funny things. A potential decider for sure.
All right, the moment of truth then. The 18th hole. How did this whole dramatic May Stableford finally shake out?
David Dishwasher. He held his nerve, closed it out with a rock solid par on the challenging par 5 18th. That secured a fantastic victory for him, finishing at minus 5. What a performance.
Brilliant. Congratulations to David Washer and Graham Marshall.
He finished strong too, par in 18 as well. That secured him a clear second place finish at minus two. Great round from him, especially the back nine.
Fantastic. And the battle for third, you said it was tight?
Incredibly tight. Danny Innes came up clutch with a birdie on the final hole. That vaulted him into third place, finishing right on even par for the tournament.
Great finish. And Justin Gledhill-Carr.
He also birdied the 18th, another clutch finish that took him into fourth place at plus one. Suki Saran ended up fifth, also finishing at plus one.
Okay, but there was some heartbreak on 18 too, wasn't there? 40.
Yeah, this is where the final hole drama really bit hard. Simon Ford, 40, he was tied for second, teeing off on 18.
Right.
He suffered a triple bogey on the last hole. That difficult finish, sadly, dropped him all the way down into a tie for sixth place at plus one. A really, really tough end to a round that had promised so much for him.
Oh, man. It's brutal. Who else finished well?
Paul Didi Wood finished 7th at plus 2, thanks to a net birdie on 18, a good way to end after that tough patch earlier. The rest of the top 10. Gareth Coulter, 8th at plus 2. Paul Salvage, 9th at plus 3. And Tony King Louie Money rounded it out in 10th, also at plus 3. Lots of movement right up to the final putt.
It really sounds like it. Any other notable scores on 18?
Yeah, a few doubles came in. Jamie Bartlett, Ian Smithy Smith, Anthony Elisak, Chris Codd, O'Donohue. But also some birdies. Kelvin Monroe, Charlie French, Tom Whitelaw, and Kyle Dean all finished with a birdie 4. Great way to end their rounds.
Good for them.
Unfortunately, Lokesh Ramesh Patel and Lee Merriweather finished with triple bogeys. Tough ends for them. And steady pars from Linus Bumbles, Greg Hammond, and Henry Jackson.
Okay, so that's the individual story. A clear winner in Dishwasher, a great fight for the places, and some serious final hole swings. Now the teams, how did that final hole drama affect the team competition? Remind us how the scoring works again.
Okay, so team scores are the best two net Stableford point totals from the players on that team. Plus there's the wild card. Each team picks one player.
Right, the wild card.
And that player gets 3 extra points added to their score just for the team total. So we saw Greg Hammond was the wild card for Bogey Boys, Charlie French for Big Sticks, Linus Bumbles for Shanks and Big Hook. Their scores in the team list include that bonus.
Got it. So who took the team title?
It was regular flex. They held on, finished with a total of 76 points. That was David Washer's winning 41 points combined with Justin Gledhill-Carr's crucial 35 points.
Ah, so Justin's strong finish in fourth place was vital for the team win too?
Absolutely. That performance sealed it for them. They get 8 points for the season standings.
And who came second?
Balls Deep finished strong to take second place with 74 points. That was Graham Marshall's 38 points and Danny Ennis's 36 points. Their great finishes on 18 pushed the team up. They get 7 season points.
Okay, and then we had that tie looming for third.
We did. A tie for third on 68 points between Big Sticks and Swingers. Big Sticks used Suki Saran's 35 points and Charlie French's 33 points, which included his wild card bonus.
Right.
Swingers used Simon Ford's 35 points and Paul Salvage's 33 points. So 68 points each.
So they split the points for third and fourth place, 6 points and 5 points, based on whichever team had the highest finisher in the main club results, presumably.
That's usually how it works, yeah. Finishing fifth was Shanks and Big Hook with 67 points, earning 4 season points. That was Woody's 34 and Linus Bumbley's 33 with his wild card boost.
And the rest.
Two ballers took sixth with 64 points, getting 3 season points. Eurekas were seventh with 62 points for 2 season points. And Bogey Boys finished eighth with 59 points, grabbing the last season point.
So, regular flex, take both the individual and team honors. Impressive stuff. So, let's talk about the prizes then. The cash prizes for the individual Stableford scores.
Yep. David Washer, for his win, took home 50 pounds. Graham Marshall got 30 pounds for second. Danny Innes, 20 pounds for third. And Justin Gledhill-Carr picked up 50 pounds for fourth place.
Nice payouts. And the winning team.
The winning team prize was split 4 ways among the regular Flex members. Dish, Justin Gledhill-Carr, Gareth Coulter, and Ben Pettit each received 5 pounds.
Okay. Now, looking back over the whole event, there are always some interesting competition stats that tell a bit more of the story.
Definitely. David Washer, unsurprisingly, had the best front 9 score with 23 points. That really set him up.
Yeah.
But interestingly, Graham Marshall had the best back 9 score with 22 points, which perfectly highlights that big surge we saw him make through the final 9 holes.
Really shows the two halves of the story. Best gross score.
That was shared, actually. David Washer and Danny Innes both shot 75 strokes, level par based on the course par before handicaps. A very solid scoring.
Impressive. What about performance on specific hole types?
Lokesh Ramesh Patel was the best on the tricky par threes. He played them in even par total, 12 strokes. And Danny Innes dominated the par fives, playing them in 2 under par collectively, 18 strokes. That's some powerful scoring there.
Shows where people can make up ground. Most birdies.
Danny Innes again. He carded 3 birdies or better during his round.
Nice. On the flip side, who improved the most on the back 9?
That was Charlie French. He scored 8 points better on his back 9 compared to his front 9. A really strong finish to his round.
He had recovery and the opposite, biggest collapse.
Well, in terms of point difference from front to back, that was Simon Ford. He scored 7 points worse on the back 9, which really reflects that difficult final stretch, especially that tough 18th hole finish.
Yeah, tough way to end. Looking at the holes themselves, easiest and hardest.
Hole 12, that par 4, played as the easiest on average for the field. Average score was 4.65 strokes, so just 0.65 over par.
Okay. And the hardest, was it 11?
Yep. Confirmed what we saw in the scoring. Hole 11, the stroke index 1 par 4, averaged a very tough 5.44 strokes. That's nearly 1.5 strokes over par on average. Brutal hole.
Definitely played like it. And the most blobs. Where did people struggle most to score any points?
Statistically, that was hole 6. That shorter par 4 we mentioned earlier, it yielded 10 blobs across the field. Sometimes those seemingly easier holes can jump up and bite you.
Isn't that the truth? Okay, finally then, let's look at the big picture. What does this Mays-Stableford result mean for the overall LIB standings?
Right. Well, after this event, Shanks and Big Hook actually still hold the lead. They're sitting at the top with 42 points overall.
Still got a buffer them.
A bit of one, yeah. But the chasing pack is definitely closing in. Eurekas and Big Sticks are now tied for second place, both on 34 points.
Okay, tight behind the leaders?
Very. Two Ballers are fourth with 31 points, Swingers fifth with 30, Balls Deep 6th with 28 after their good result, and Bogey Boys 7th with 27.
And the winners today? Regular Flex.
Well, thanks to this victory, they move off the bottom rung of the ladder. They climb into 8th place overall with 26 points. That win gained them really valuable ground and definitely tightened things up, especially in the lower half of the table.
So quite an impact. That really was a dynamic journey through the Mays-Stableford, wasn't it? From those early leaders, the shifts on the front nine, the pressure building, the leaderboards tightening right up on the back nine, and that really dramatic finish.
Yeah, you really saw how individual moments, whether it was, you know, a net eagle like Elise Sachs, or a clutch birdie like Innes's on 16, or sadly an unfortunate big number like 40s on 18 could just completely reshape a player's round and have that knock-on effect for their team too.
Mm-hmm. It's a powerful reminder of just how quickly things can change in this game, especially in Stableford.
And the result of this one event clearly had a real tangible impact on the overall team race. Regular Flex pulled themselves right back into the mix, adding a new dynamic, while Shanks and Big Hook, yeah, they're still leading, but they've got several teams bunched up right behind them now. The race is definitely heating up.
Absolutely. You know, considering those wild swings we saw, like 40's tough finish on 18, contrasting so sharply with Washer's steady winning par, or those big team momentum shifts like Balls Deep's huge back nine charge, what does it really tell us about the blend required here? Skill, obviously, but also that mental resilience under pressure, and maybe, you know, just a little bit of luck sometimes.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? How much is truly within a player's control from the first tee to the last putt when just one bad bounce or one missed putt at the wrong time can have such dramatic consequences? It's certainly something to think about as we look ahead to the next event in the LIB Tour.
Well, huge congratulations to Dish. A really controlled victory.
Until next time.
Tyrannosaurus Flex! Rising up from the deep after prehistoric sleep, busting trees with his knees and stomping balls deep, eating swingers from his fingers and spitting out the fat. Big Sticks as toothpicks, wearing Shanks as a hat. The carcass of Eureka's hanging out of his jaws. Bogey Boys he destroys with some barbecue sauce. Two Ballers ripped apart by his mighty claws, and he's looking pretty stylish in his new plus fours.
He's Tyrannosaurus Flex in this carnage and store, already wreaking destruction and he's hungry for more. All the other team's hopes crushed into the floor. He's Tyrannosaurus Flex, now hear him roar. In this carnage in store, already wreaking destruction, and he's hungry for more. All the other team's hopes crushed into the floor. He's Tyrannosaurus Rex, now hear him roar.
You better give him that putt, or he'll give you grief. His last match play opponent stuck between his teeth. A surprise appetizer that he's still digesting. The skeleton passing through his lower intestine. A formidable sight with his powerful tail. 40 feet of fight and reptilian scales. He verti cuts the greens with his 6-inch nails. Where's a JL cap that he got in the sails?
He's Tyrannosaurus Rex. In this carnage in store, already wreaking destruction, and he's hungry for more. All the other team's hopes crushed into the floor. He's Tyrannosaurus Rex, now hear him roar. He's Tyrannosaurus Rex in this carnage in store, already wreaking destruction, and he's hungry for more. All the other team's hopes crushed into the floor. He's Tyrannosaurus Rex, now hear him roar.
We break down in terror as he turns to face us. We say our last words when he starts to chase us. He only just ate, but he's quite voracious. The ultimate killer from the late Cretaceous.
He's Tyrannosaurus Rex in this carnage in store, already wreaking destruction, and he's hungry for more. All the other team's hopes crushed into the floor. He's Tyrannosaurus Rex, now hear him roar. He's Tyrannosaurus Rex in this carnage in store, already wreaking destruction, and he's hungry for more. All the other team's hopes crushed into the floor. He's Tyrannosaurus Rex, now hear him roar.
Tyrannosaurus Flex. Tyrannosaurus Flex. His teeth are in our necks. He's coming for you next.